in a world where options are limitless, but time is not. Two heroes take a stand against injustice and overwhelming viewing choices. Starring Jane Ellen.
I don't see how the human race survived the medieval period.
And Adam Cravens.
A lot of them didn't.
This is Binge or Cringe. A podcast that lets you know what's worth watching and what's not. From the Henson Oakley Podcast Center and Rock 93.7.
Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And tonight we shall talk about a show on Amazon Prime, maker of original content.
It really sounds like a title you would give to like a queen or a monarch.
We are
like,
not amused.
You know, like they'll throw in there just like Mother of Dragons, sacred holder of the rings of reeks, and makers of.
This is the show that I saw them give the most play to, except for the one with Julia Roberts, which looked like it would be depressing and I never watched. So this one is called Hannah.
Which is funny, as she is a woman known for her romantic comedies.
It was not a romantic comedy. It's something about PTSD.
Oh, well, that sounds delightful.
It did not look like it would be a funny good time. Nor did this one. But the original trailer was just a few seconds long, and it was 20 babies or so in a hospital type thing, and they're all in their little baby bassinets, and then the one right in the middle is gone. And then it goes, Hannah. What the? What? What?
I guess that's a way to grab your attention.
Yeah, and so I've been thinking, I really need to watch Hannah, because already, why that baby? Why in the middle? Huh.
There is a certain art form to, like, the cold open or the teaser before the traditionally it would appear before like the theme song or the if it had a some kind of, you know, like the A team, it would give you that, you know, these are escape to the military, that thing right there. There really does seem to be an art form to these, like the length of them, like how much of the plot do you give away, like what do you do with this in order to entice the person back when you had to get them to come back after the commercial?
So, Hannah is based on a film called, wait for it, Hannah, that was released in 2011. Clearly, you did not see that film. And it's got 8 episodes. So, it rolled out at the end of March. And let me tell you, the first episode...
I think they may have missed their window of synergy for tying into the film.
Yes.
They're obviously not doing the shared universe.
No, they're sharing no universes at all.
It's like 8 years later, that movie we poorly advertised for, we're going to do a TV show that no one else, except maybe Amazon Prime users,
we'll know
have heard
about
of.
It. Okay, so here is what you see. You see this guy go in and steal
a baby.
Which a baby.
I'm going to tell you, as a parent, you're not enticing me to watch your show right up front. I'm just like, oh, I don't want anybody to take my kids.
And then you see a mother holding the. You see a woman you assume is the mother holding the baby, singing a lovely song. It's like, aww.
Now, after somebody grabs the baby, do you immediately see somebody punch that person and
no.
go, don't take
no.
babies?
Now, what you think is a hospital actually appears to be some sort of factory/military/warehouse where we keep babies place. It's something funky going on there. So, because nurses don't come running, military types come running. And I'm sure many
dressed
of them get
in
shot.
Nurses' uniforms?
No.
Okay. Well, that would have been a strange choice.
Yes.
So, okay.
Right. So, then you see this woman, she's singing a lovely song, the baby. Oh, that's so nice. And then they're here. And so the guy who. The baby taker and the female take the baby and they drive away. And hell is unleashed in the form of helicopters and cars, and everyone is trying to find them. Now, I did mention that the first episode is really dull. It sounds exciting, but I think that's just thanks to me.
How do you make all of what you just baby stealing?
And then, now here's the real whack part. So you have this redhead, not related to Ron Howard, and she...
All redheads are not related to... I don't think.
Okay.
I'll have to research that. I don't know that conclusively.
Okay. So she does something super awful, because immediately I'm thinking, hey, she's telling people to shoot at the car with a baby in it. They all know there's a baby in it. And so they keep going after him, and there's a baby in it. And so what does she do? She has the helicopter shoot at the car with the baby in it, and the car crashes. The female adult is killed, and so you see, then the car blows up, and since you know you've just started watching a TV show called Hannah, you know that the baby is fine, and seeing as the baby is a newborn, it did not run away on its own. So the next shot you see is of a scruffy-looking... It looked like she had just come off the set of Little Orphan Annie.
Man, how weird would it have been if the baby did get up?
I know.
I'd just be like, well...
Like the Terminator.
This is... I don't know what's going on anymore.
You're listening to Binge or Cringe, brought to you by the Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry, high atop our podcast center. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens. So, what you got is this scruffy-looking girl, and the first thing she's doing is chopping up a deer. And I know.
I know this is a podcast, so you guys don't get to see my facial expressions, but I gave that...
What the what?
Almost a classical double take, like just did she say that?
So, you see the dad figure, and clearly they've been living in the woods, we find, for 15 years. And then you have, without a fun song to go with it, think of an A-Team montage, except lots of things are being sliced. The dad attacks her, and then she fends him off, and he goes, you would have been dead in the first 3 seconds. Harder, faster. She's running around with a backpack, and each time she passes him, he puts another rock in the backpack.
Funny side note, every memory that I have is actually done as an A-Team montage.
Well,
with the theme playing, but...
No, this is what... It's like, where did you film this? Because there's snow everywhere. You look cold and miserable. How come you're not wearing a hat? Wow.
Do you know Jason Bourne?
So we looked up a little bit more about it, and it's not just a tense suspense film. It's also a coming-of-age drama. So what happens is, allegedly, this is what's going on. Allegedly, the guy, the baby taker, used to recruit pregnant women into a CIA program called UTRAX, and then the children's DNA was enhanced to make what? Super soldiers. However, Eric, the guy we know or assume is the father, falls in love with this pregnant woman who is carrying Hannah, and they decide to run away and raise the baby. And someone behind this whole organization is trying to stop that. So apparently, Hannah is genetically super, but not a mutant. So she's 15, 16 years old, and she starts talking to her dad in multiple languages. So are we just going to live here forever?
So you said that she's genetically super, but not a mutant. But the only way one would get genetically super is by a mutation of the genes, correct? Which would make them a...
They are DNA enhanced by the CIA. Anyway.
Isn't that like just a different way of saying mutation?
Apparently, in the movie.
Or does Disney own that term now and you're not allowed to
NBC
say it?
Owns it. In this case, apparently the CIA said, hey, shut down that project, terminate the babies.
Are you sure this is not a Jason Bourne? Or
I'm quite
Jacina
sure.
Bourne? Is that what it is?
All I know is Snickers has a big hand in it because they get a lot of play. So you've got this teenage girl who realizes she will forever have to live in the woods with her dad, and she kind of wants to know what's out there in the great beyond. And chasing ensue, and she eats a lot of Snickers.
That, of course they do. Is it like a very Austin Powersy moment?
Where no, not at all.
Oh, that would be
delightful.
There's
really nothing funny about this.
How is... Oh,
I know.
I'm having a hard time accepting that. But.
And it is interesting to show a family that she ends up meeting up with, and they have a daughter the same age-ish, and she is acting like most girls that age in this current day that you would expect them to act like. You know, she's on Snapchat. She's always listening to music, blah, blah, blah. So it's just interesting. I'm keen to see where they go with it because she, Hannah, wants to find out who she is. And so she allowed herself to be captured to find out information. And then while someone who thinks she is suffering from being abandoned and PTSD, because, by the way, she looks rather scruffy, Hannah takes something out of the counselor's hair, stabs her, takes out several soldiers, and leaves a facility.
This sounds like Jason Bourne.
It does. It does.
Are you sure it's
not? I'm quite sure. Hannah Bourne, maybe.
It's not like the Bourne pregnancy? Is that one of them?
Yes, it is.
That's what it is?
Now, in...
Man, I'll tell you, you could have got me on that show with that. They'll be like, you've heard of the supremacy. You've heard of the ultimatum. Now, the Bourne pregnancy. And I'll be like, whoa.
What?
I don't know. I'm not saying I'm in, but you got my attention.
So the whole story is her dad, who is not her biological dad, but her dad. He is, of course, trying to protect her, and this rogue, of course, it's a rogue CIA agent, is going through her rogue
people. Are there any non-rogue CIA agents? Like it almost seems like Mission Impossible.
Jack Ryan, isn't he a non-rogue CIA agent?
FBI? Not yet. No, I think he's CIA.
He's non-rogue.
He's a CIA analyst. Yeah.
He's dreamy. Anyway, that's
by
what the whole
thing's season,
about.
By the third season, I'm sure he'll go rogue.
Just because everyone wants to, you know, go rogue. So if you can get through the first episode, which maybe that MTV and their fast cutting in the 80s just got to me. It's just like, okay, I get it. You're roughing it. Do something. Because it's a lot of low talking and crackling of fireplaces. It's like, do something already. And then they do stuff, and it's like, Snickers, really? And so on. So it is, let's call it the Bourne pregnancy, because it is that kind of thing.
Oh, I love that name.
She has a lot of skills.
Can we copyright? Because we're recording this, do we own that name now?
We've said it aloud, the Bourne pregnancy. She has a lot of skills.
Take it, Robert Ludlum.
That we don't know of and that she doesn't know of, except she's like a super fighter, she's super fast, and they make a big deal about what she can hear. So, they don't zoom in on her ear and go, broop, broop, broop. They don't do that like the $6 million man, but that would be really cool if they did. That what I think her greatest superpower is to have only had one bath that the CIA gave her, and all of a sudden she's got this Brazilian blowout happening, and her hair is amazing.
That also sounds like a Robert Ludlum book.
The Brazilian blowout.
Yeah, it's one of his lesser known ones.
So that's Hannah on Amazon Prime. I'm not saying it's not cringeworthy. It's worth watching.
I think you and I, we've had the ones before. They're not bingy, but they're not cringy. I think we decided they were adequate.
Yeah.
Is that the...
And the production value is much like a film, as all of these tend to be. The production value is excellent. It's just, you know, get on with it already.
Well, and I mean, every show that like Amazon or Netflix or AMC, like, okay, AMC had a string of, you had Breaking Bad, you had Mad Men, you had The Walking Dead, like... You set a really high bar with the three of those, but I can name four or five shows that I guarantee you nobody watched. Like, they're not all going to be like the sweep the Emmys. Sometimes you really are just going to have some middle of the road stuff.
And this is fine. And it is entertaining in that you just wonder how it's going to play out. So there is that. Plus, there's only 8 episodes, but I did find the first one, All I got out of it was I was cold and she looked really dirty. And that bothered me. They all looked really dirty.
From the born pregnancy.
Yeah, born pregnancy. Now, a side note to one of our favorite binge or cringe shows. I know I speak for Adam. We are deeply disappointed in Netflix for canceling Santa Clarita Diet. Deeply disappointed.
Though I will say Timothy Oliphant's quote on the cancellation may be my favorite quote from an actor on the cancellation of their show.
And his quote was?
Essentially what he said was, he goes, well, I'm going to continue doing scenes from this show. If they want to show up and record them, that's fine with me.
Sadly, when a show is canceled, you usually go, oh, I hope Netflix or Hulu picks it up.
Don't think
and
that's...
since this was a Netflix original, there's even no chance of Hulu getting it.
And the third season, which I am not through, as I understand it, ends on a pretty significant
very significant.
That's all I know about the. I don't want to know.
I'm not going to tell you.
But I know that for a fact, it's a cliffhanger. It significantly involves Timothy Oliphant's
and
character.
And it's not even what you might think it is, but it is a huge cliffhanger, and it's. I'm really annoyed.
I don't like it when shows that I enjoy get canceled, obviously. But
it makes
me even angrier when they end on unresolved cliffhangers.
Yes.
Deadwood on HBO ended on a pretty significant cliffhanger. Lois and Clark ended on a very, very significant cliffhanger. At the bare minimum, give us one more episode to wrap that. Give the people that actually cared enough to watch your show, give them the respect of attempting to tie that up. Like, sometimes you're going to get the X-Files finale where you know less than you did whenever you went into the show. Like, I love the X-Files. You and I have discussed it at length multiple times. It has one of the worst finales, and I'm talking about the season 9 finale, not the more recent one.
I couldn't even tell you what the finale is. It did not resonate with me.
I will tell you right now, I've watched it more than once, and I every time I see it, I understand less. Mm. It upsets me that Lost finale tried to wrap some stuff up.
They did.
But They were so all over the board, and I think at one point they were just like, well, let's have an interesting question, and we'll figure it out later. And basically, they just at one point, they were just making more questions.
Yeah.
That finale, while not as satisfying as I wanted it to be, there was some satisfaction. There was some conclusion. But when you just leave it out there in the open and Santa Clarita Diet is not something that is going to get to exist in novel form or Kevin Smith has written.
That would totally be a great comic book.
Well, I'm saying his Clerks 3. Clerks 3 is not going to happen. One of the actors doesn't want to do it. But he has an avenue that he has comic book fans. If he needs to, he can take Clerks 3 script, turn it into a comic book, and we can still kind of get. That we can get that, well, it's not the film, but we can get that story. I don't think Santa Clarita is going to get to do that. And it just, as a fan of that show, it's a really good show.
It is.
We're not going to get that.
Yeah, I hate it when really good shows are canceled.
I believe the Rolling Stones said it best when they said,
you can't always get what you know.
Well, I was going to go with, I can't get no satisfaction, but both are applicable.
All right, whatever. All right. They also said brown sugar. Why are you going to taste so good?
And they liked painting Red Doors black.
They did. So while you get off my cloud, thank you for listening to Binge or Cringe. And if you haven't watched all three seasons of Santa Clarita Diet, do it now.
They're probably not going to take it off, but...
yeah, they're going to bury it.
You might want to take those at a very deliberate pace because there's not going to be more. It's not an all-you-can-eat buffet, kids, okay? What you got there is what you got.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
Binge or Cringe, starring Jane Ellen and Adam Cravens, is a Henson Oakley Podcast Center production. Listen to new or past podcasts anytime at rock937online.com.